name is Zdzisław Prochownik. I've been playing in a symphony, Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra, since 1983, and originally from Poland. When I was in Montreal, I lost the bow, and I don't know if it just mysteriously disappeared. And I decided to make one because it looks simple. Any good carpenter can make a bow. Well, I found out that it's not so simple, and it's very complicated. And it took many years to finally make a good bow. Anybody can make a bow, but to make a good bow, it's very difficult. So at one point, I found one of the best guys in the world in France, and through some connections, I went study with him, and finally I understand what is all about, how the bow works, and I've been selling bows all around the world. Now, just this year, I sold one in Singapore, three in Canary Islands, one in Helsinki, one in Germany, of course, United States and Canada. Well, it's my hobby. Well, this is one of my newest bows, made yesterday, and looks good. I'm gonna have to finish it today and just put final coat of varnish and silver wrapping, and we're gonna test it tonight. Well, when I make the bows, I look for the basically perfection, which I never get, but it has to be straight. And sometimes when you put a hair and bow, and has to be reheated and corrected, and there's always small corrections. And many times when I start playing, I found something which I overlooked. Well, for example, bow will have too much upper notes, it's too bright, basically. So I have to scrape it here, there, very little, usually, and to balance the quality of sound. And sometimes bow is too dark and too slow. Usually can't do much with it. Usually ends up as a student bow, or ends up in my fireplace. Put some rosin on the bow. We'll see how it plays. And some fine tuning, I guess. It's not performing. It's not grabbing a string way I want. Maybe it's a rosin. Maybe it's I don't know. I'm just. You have to make the decisions. How thick? How much bend has to be there? The final finish, final tuning is difficult because every piece of wood is different. I never made two identical bows. Basically, measuring, using measuring device, it's useless. You have to feel it, you have to look, you have to see, you have to train your eye to see things which normally normal person wouldn't see. And that takes time. Sometimes I take a bow to the rehearsal and play for an hour or two, and I found there's something wrong, and I don't know what, and the bow does not perform the way I want, and that I leave it and come back to it in about a week or two, and I see it. Oh, whoa, how can I miss that? You know, little things. I think bow is fine. It's me. It was me.